Hey folks, welcome to the show CineGenie. This is your host, Cine Sarvesh. At CineGenie, we create, dissect, churn and eat film content. Preparing your film for a festival run? Consider the tips that we are going to share with you for your best chance of success. Many filmmakers today feel that festivals can be a waste of time. The cost of submitting to lots of festivals can be very expensive and the chances of getting in to any given festival are very small. Not to mention that even in a best case scenario where your film is programmed at a major festival, it doesn't necessarily mean anything will come out of it with regards to distribution or representation. All that said, festivals are still arguably one of the best entry points into the film industry if things line up just right. Or you could meet some potential influencer or director, and they're a fantastic way to showcase your work. Festivals get thousands of submissions and the judges have a very hard time rejecting many of the films that don't get in. So don't feel bad if you have been rejected by festivals before. It's all part of the process. The best thing you can do is refine your approach to give yourself the best odds of getting in. First step is submit to targeted festivals. We all want to have our films screen at Sundance and Cannes, but what about the smaller niche festivals? While the major film festivals are certainly worth submitting to, your film might have more success at a smaller festival where your film will truly be able to stand out. A niche festival will give a bigger opportunity to rise to the top and create a big buzz. Have a rock solid logline. Festival programmers rely on your logline to help them learn about your film and decipher what programming block and genre it would fit into. In order to give yourself the best possible shot at getting in, you need to represent your film accurately. For instance, if your logline is misleading and makes your film feel like a different genre, it may be sent to the wrong programmer and it may get rejected for the wrong reason. More importantly, if your logline is extremely powerful, it will also help the programming team understand how they can package and market your film. After all, they do need to fill seats in the theater. Fill out your without a box profile. It's surprising how many filmmakers don't take the time to fully complete their without a box profile. For those of you that don't know, without a box is the interface that many festival programmers will see. Much like the logline example given stated above, your without a box profile is the best way to represent your film to the judges and let them know why it would be a perfect fit for them. If you can, take the time to write individualized cover letters for each festival. Ultimately, the programmers do read them. Your chances of acceptance can only improve with a detailed without a box profile and tasteful cover letter. Next step is submit. Submission fees can be very expensive, but you need to factor them into your budget. If you want to screen at 3 or 4 festivals, you need to be prepared to submit to at least 20. And if money is an issue, consider contacting festival programmers directly and requesting a fee waiver or fee reduction. Many festivals will offer this to filmmakers on a budget, especially if you explain your case well. Here comes your speaking skills and pitch. Make a festival worthy film. Following all of these guidelines does not guarantee acceptance. If your film isn't quite strong enough, it won't get in. Your film needs to be well executed on every level and suitable for a festival environment. For example, if you're making a short film, make it a short film. Don't submit a 30-minute cut. They won't be able to program your film. Keep things down to 10 minutes or so. If you're just writing a new feature screenplay, try to write it with your festival of choice in mind. Different festivals have different preferences for the type of content they are drawn to. So make sure that your film is destined to be a good fit in every possible way. To sum up, regardless of how strong your film is, you still need to put yourself in the best possible position to get your film programmed by the festival committee. If you submit a beautifully executed film, a strong without a box profile and a concise logline to several targeted festivals, you will have a much better shot of getting in. And when you do get rejected from a festival here and there, don't worry. It doesn't mean your film was bad, it just means it couldn't be programmed. So these are some important tips. Thanks for listening. This is Sini Sarvesh from Sini Genie signing off.